I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now, and it's a big day for considering gun laws. In a few minutes, we're going to check in Connecticut and New York, but we start in Washington, where Vice President Joe Biden met with victims groups and gun safety organizations today. Tomorrow, he meets with the NRA, and we're learning Walmart, the country's largest seller of guns, and later he'll meet with the video game and entertainment industries. After the Newtown Elementary School shooting, President Obama asked Biden to come up with proposals to prevent gun violence by the end of this month. And today, Biden said the president is committed to this issue.
The president is going to act. There are executive orders, executive action that can be taken. We haven't decided what that is yet, as well as legislative action we believe is required.
Aaron Blake of The Washington Post is in Washington. Aaron, who did the vice president meet with today, and what are they lobbying for?
Well, the gun safety advocates have been calling, obviously, for a long time for stricter gun control regulations, and they really see this as an opportunity to get things done. It's interesting how they've kind of segmented this whole process, first talking to gun control supporters, then talking to the entertainment industry, and then tomorrow, obviously, they'll be talking to the NRA and gun rights supporters. So they're really trying to check all their boxes and make sure that they get as much input from all sides as possible before coming forward with some really concrete solutions.
Well, what are some of the specifics going in? We know, for instance, that President Obama has said he wants to close loopholes that allow gun buyers to skirt background checks. Now, we know right now dealers, licensed gun dealers in stores and at gun shows have to run these checks, but private sales between individuals don't require these checks. So I'm just wondering, is this, for instance, something that might be on the table for discussion?
Yeah, I think this is the first thing that they'll go to in this whole conversation, because it's the one thing that there's broad agreement on among the American public. The problem, as far as gun control advocates are concerned, is that there's not a whole lot of coordination between the state and the agencies at the federal level. And so I think that will be one of the major components of what we're talking about here, and that's really kind of the easiest thing to do, politically speaking, when we talk about gun control.
Well, we're going to hear in a couple of minutes how some states are trying to do this on their own. But Senator Dianne Feinstein of California, who was the author of that 1994 ban on a military-style assault weapons that expired in 2004, she's said that she's going to introduce an updated assault weapons ban. But here you get into the debate over what that is. I mean, everyone agrees machine guns that automatically fire with one pull, you know, several shots. But semi-automatics, which are single shot, but they have these magazines that automatically load bullets, they can also fire several bullets in a second, and they can be modified to do more. So what are some of the suggestions from Feinstein or maybe on the table today?
Well, that's the interesting thing about all this. We talk about how the assault weapons ban expired almost a decade ago, but in fact, that assault weapons ban has been criticized as having too many loopholes. In fact, it only banned about 18 different types of semi-automatic assault weapons. The new version that she's proposing would get rid of upwards of 100 different kinds of weapons, whereas the old version would only restrict guns that had what were deemed two kind of military-style characteristics. The new version would be much more specific. It would also have a prohibition on large ammunition clips and mandate federal registration and background checks on the owners of the guns that are already out there since the assault weapons ban lapsed in 2004.
Yeah, okay, so there's that. But we just heard Joe Biden say that the president says he wants him, the vice president, to come up with both legislative proposals and executive action. What kind of executive action from the president might there be?
Well, executive action is always difficult because it looks like the president is kind of skirting the will of the Congress and of the people. In any case like this, you want it to be done by legislative action because it seems more legitimate. At the same time, there are things that the president can do, mostly in the realm of background checks and getting federal agencies and states to coordinate better with the information that they have. And so I think that if Congress struggles to come up with some solutions on that, we may see Obama, who obviously doesn't have to worry about his next reelection campaign because there is no campaign, he may try to do something via executive order. But I don't think we'd be talking about anything on the order of an assault weapons ban or an actual gun prohibition. It'd be more in the realm of the background checks.
Well, Aaron, as we said, gun rights advocates are going to be meeting with the vice president tomorrow, and they're digging in. They're planning a gun appreciation day 2 days before President Obama's inauguration. They've already said they want Congress to put armed guards in every school. This is the NRA. What's the vice president likely to hear from them tomorrow?
Well, it's hard to say with any certainty, but it's pretty clear that gun rights advocates are not going to have a big kumbaya moment with this administration. They feel very strongly that this is not a problem that has to do with guns. We actually saw, obviously the press conference with Wayne LaPierre, the head of the NRA, talking about the influence of the media and of the entertainment industry. So I would suggest that they would probably come to this meeting focused on those things and not really focused on the actual guns that are in circulation right now.
Right. And the focus on the existing laws and mental health issues, we'll probably hear more about tomorrow. Aaron Blake of The Washington Post, thanks so much.
Thank you.